Happy to bring in our friend Drew Davidson of the Star Telegram, covers the Dallas Cowboys. Drew, how you feeling about your playoff chances?
Oh, I mean, the Cowboys certainly face an uphill battle. I mean, they're still not looking too great, but, you know, certainly they need to win out. I mean, if they stumble here one of these final three games, they're pretty much toast. But, you know, even if they get to 10 wins, the tiebreakers certainly don't go in their favor. So I mean, they certainly face an uphill battle.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, to get the wins they needed to at least put them in this spot, it sure seems like they got back to that running game. Was that something you felt they were ignoring with Zeke being out? Because they've gotten some good results the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily ignoring it. I mean, it just wasn't very good. You know, it took some time for Alfred Morris and Rod Smith to really get going and get adjusted. And also, I mean, they were playing catch-up a lot of times in those first three games about Ezekiel Elliott getting blown out by 20-plus points. So it was kind of a combination of things, but certainly it looks like they've, you know, kind of found their footing with the running game. And let's be honest, it also helped facing a team like the New York Giants, the worst defense in the league.
What do you think about this matchup this weekend with the Oakland Raiders? There are some who at one point thought this might be a Super Bowl preview. a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, some people thought this game this weekend might be a Super Bowl preview. Now, it's pretty much out of the question for that to happen because Jason and I have said the losers, you know, virtually eliminated here. But what type of, you know, what type of game plan do you think the Cowboys will have for this Raider team that is, you know, kind of in the same boat that they are?
Yeah, I think the Cowboys are, you know, fortunate that Amari Cooper isn't playing because they do have a very young secondary. Their top three cornerbacks are all rookies, so that should benefit. But I think the Cowboys are going to kind of stick to their same approach. I mean, here the last couple of years, kind of the winning formula has been established the running game and then, you know, try and get the explosive play, the big play here and there, and really just kind of grind out wins by eating up the clock. So I think, you know, you're going to see a heavy dose of Alfred Morris and Rod Smith early on, and really the Cowboys, you know, trying to establish the running game because if they can do that, that really opens up things for Dak Prescott.
Yeah, and you mentioned Dak, Drew. I was a little surprised. Not that they lost those three games, because, I mean, they did play some good teams. Falcons, who else was it? It was the Eagles and the Chargers. But the fact that they just couldn't score, and I thought Dak would be able to lead them a little bit more. I mean, did that little run surprise you that Dak couldn't carry the team a little bit more without that running game?
Yeah, I mean, it was very surprising. I mean, it is the first time in franchise history that, you know, the Cowboys had single-digit points in three straight games. And everyone knew it would be tough for the Cowboys without Ezekiel Elliott, but to lose three straight by 20-plus points, I don't think anyone saw that coming. I mean, if they would have lost, you know, lost three games, maybe by a total of 10 points or something like that, a lot different story. But, you know, Dak Prescott grew from it. You know, he really looked like a fourth-round pick, a second-year player, during that stretch, trying to force things, making bad throws, bad reads. And, you know, he looked lost at times, but, you know, it seems like he settled down and kind of, you know, regained his composure, so to speak. And certainly, you know, it kills the Cowboys or took him time, just like I think it would with any team. I mean, Ezekiel, it's really their biggest playmaker, biggest home run threat. So they just needed to figure out how tough life would be without him.
Drew Davidson of the Star Telegram with us here. The Cowboys are in Oakland. They'll take on the Raiders Sunday Night Football. You can catch that game here on Sports 1140 beginning at 5 o'clock. You just talked about the biggest playmaker offensively for the Dallas Cowboys. Do you think you can explain the Sean Lee phenomenon that has taken over the Dallas Cowboys defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's Rod Marinelli, obviously he's a little biased, but, you know, he said it last year and he repeated it the other day that he thinks, you know, when Sean Lee's up and running, There's no better defensive player in the league. And you know, Sean Lee had a 20-tackle game against the Giants, and clearly his presence is felt in the game, and he just has the nose for the ball. You know, and really, I think he'd be more of a household name had he not battled so many injuries throughout his career. But you know, that's kind of what's really held him back. And Sean today, of course, you know, gave credit to a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence, who's getting pressure on the quarterback and the defensive line for you know, kind of opening up the holes and making his job easier to do. But certainly, you know, he earned All-Pro honors last season, and you know, people are beginning to see why.
You know, Drew, we've talked a little bit about the offense. We mentioned Sean Lee in the defense. One thing that really hasn't been a problem for Dallas has been their kicking game, Dan Bailey, except for last week. That was kind of a weird week where he missed his first PAT. He missed a couple of field goals, too. Was that just one of those things, or is this something Cowboys should be concerned about?
You know, right now they say they're not concerned about. They think it's just a fluky game. The two missed field goals were from 50-plus yards, so... you know, I think around the league, those are kind of a coin flip. You know, obviously those aren't automatic, but Bailey had enough legs, so seems like he's healthy. And then the missed PAT was just a bad kick on his part. So, you know, he hasn't blamed an injury, and he never even blamed the wind. I mean, the wind's kind of notoriously swirly up in the Meadowlands, but you know, the Cowboys are confident he's going to bounce back. And you know, there's not too much concern. And as far as health, you know, he said he's healthy. So that's all we can really go off of.
Drew, was there any talk in the Cowboys organization about Ezekiel Elliott serving his suspension earlier in the year?
Yes. I mean, there was. And you know, a lot of people think, hey, they might have been able to salvage their season, you know, had he just bit the bullet, so to speak. But, you know, the Cowboys supported Ezekiel Elliott. You know, he's maintained his innocence. He's maintained that, you know, he did not domestically abuse his ex-girlfriend like she's claimed. And you know, there's obviously been a lot of question marks, I guess, throughout the story. So, you know, he is fighting for his name, fighting for his reputation. The Cowboys don't regret him doing that. Even though, in hindsight, maybe it would have been best for the team if he just would have knocked out the suspension early on. But, you know, if you're wrongfully accused, the Cowboys certainly understood why he exhausted all legal battles.
Yeah, Drew, for us, obviously, we're not there. He's kind of out of sight, out of mind. What's it like? I mean, is he completely away from everything, or do you guys still get a chance to see him at all in practice? I don't even know how that was kind of relegated by the league.
Yeah, so no, he is not allowed to have contact with his coaches or anyone within the front office. Of course, players and things of that. You know, Jason Witten and Dak Prescott have kind of kept in touch. But yeah, Zeke is not allowed in the facility. If a player is suspended for recreational drugs or substance abuse, they are allowed to be at the facility and in team meetings or in workout. They just can't be in team meetings or practice. So they're allowed to be there. But if it's performance enhancing drugs or personal conduct, they can't be at the facility. So Ezekiel Elliott's reportedly been in Cabo working out until rejoined the Cowboys on Monday.
That's where I go to work out.
As far as the Cowboys, they haven't been able to have any contact with them.
You should have been covering him from Cabo. That's the story you should have had.
Ezekiel Elliott assignment.
Exactly.
Next week, win or lose this Sunday, is he just right back in? I mean, right back in the mix, normal carries. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, assuming he comes back in shape and Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett and the Cowboys expect him to be in shape and ready to go, he should step back right in into that number one workhorse type role for the Cowboys, and especially, you know, if they're still in the playoff hunt going up against the Seahawks, there's no reason to think he won't get, you know, just as many carries as he would in any other game. unless, of course, you know, the Cowboys don't think he's in shape or don't think he can handle the workload, but their full expectation is he's going to be ready to go next week.
Drew, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Drew Davidson, Star Telegram, covers the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, it's the Cowboys and the Raiders, Sunday Night Football. Coverage beginning at 5 o'clock here on Sports 11.